The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Morning. It's currently minus 6 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Adriana Gentile, and here are today's headlines. Calls for Quebec to care for its growing homeless population. The province invests billions in aerospace and revving up electric car sales in Quebec. Community groups are calling out the Legault government for its lack of care of homeless populations. Groups from across the Montreal Island are asking for more investment. Daniel Scheer has been following the story and joins us live. Daniel, why do they need the money?
There was a press conference held at Le Centre Saint-Pierre earlier today by La Regroupement Intersexuel des Organismes Communautaires de Montréal. Today they are voicing their demands to Quebec government representatives.
Community groups in Montreal, the ones who are working in health and social services, they need $100 million more.
How much money are they asking for?
The RIOCM is asking for core funding of $100 million as soon as possible into the various community organizations.
What are the chances that these groups' demands are met?
It's going to be a little bit complicated, but they are hoping their demands are met as soon as possible, actually. All of the leaders in the Quebec government must work in a way that everything works out properly for everyone involved, and they're trying to get this done as soon as possible.
Thanks for that report, Daniel. More COVID restrictions are beginning to ease up across the province. Starting today, movie theaters, places of worship, concert halls, and sports venues across the city can reopen at half capacity. Outdoor events will also be permitted with a limit of 1,000 people. Vaccination passports will be required to enter all of these establishments. For funerals, a maximum of 50 people will be allowed to attend, and no proof of vaccination will be necessary. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante is getting impatient with Premier Legault's lack of reopening plans for the city and the province. The CAQ has not yet released details. Our reporter Guillaume Laberge joins us with more. Guillaume, why is it important to have a solid reopening plan?
Well, it is important to give an idea to the city and Valérie Plante with the reopening plan, because Montreal is known for its cultural event city and its nightlife. And without a reopening plan, businesses cannot preview their summer to make more money.
What does this mean to the cultural nightlife in Montreal?
It means a lot, especially with the bars that aren't opened yet. The restaurants are, but the bars aren't. But and the bar industry is struggling and is very fragile, and a lot of them are going out of business, unfortunately. I spoke with Danny Saint-Jean, who works in relations for the Centre-Ville de Montréal, and this is what he had to say.
It's sure that the people in bar are very struggle right now with the situation and everything, and everywhere it's open in the world, but we know what we're still there. We have solidarity with but the healthcare system and the person worse than that, but we make feasibility for the business. Now it's the hard.
Why would it be a good thing for the plan to be released as soon as possible?
Well, events are getting cancelled as of right now. The NHL draft that Montreal are supposed to host in June is endangered because of the plan that isn't out yet. They could lose up to $7.5 million in hotels, lodging, or even food and money. Also, they already canceled Congress's meetings in the May and June because the plan isn't out yet, and they don't have any idea when it will be. So they lose another $7.6 million approximately. So it is really important for the plan to get out as soon as possible, because other events are going to be canceled like this, and we all know that festivals are going to happen soon, and it would be a shame if we lose a lot of money with this. I spoke with François Bouchard, who is a public relation for Tourist Quebec, and this is what he had to say.
Not having any planning, it's hard to keep the congresses and all the business meetings that have to happen this summer, because we cannot work one week by the other, because these events take months, even years to plan.
With this great source of revenue they have, they could really lose it if the reopening is not out yet.
Thank you, Guillaume. A new Legere marketing study revealed that a quarter of Canadian companies have been the target of cyber attacks. The study was funded by NoviPro, an IT consultant firm. The research showed that those affected, over 55%, have even paid funds to cyber criminals in ransom attacks. The survey also revealed that even those organizations had been under threat, only 40% had plans to train employees on cybersecurity issues. The Quebec government is planning to invest in Airbus with the hope of keeping thousands of jobs in the province, but it's coming at quite the price tag, more than $1 billion. Alexandre Tadeau has the details.
Quebec is investing with Airbus Canada a total of $1.2 billion in the program A220. This represents a $1.5 billion. Airbus assures that with this investment, a total of 2,500 jobs in Mirabel will happen. The new investment of approximately $380 million by the Quebec government will give Airbus an extension to repay their stake only in 2030. By 2024, their investment will be of a total of $2.5 billion in various industries. In the aerospace.
Obviously, we talk a lot about the battery, the EV file. The EV file, which, you know, goes with battery, goes to recycling, goes to producing EV commercial vehicle.
As the Minister of Economic and Aerospace, Mr. Fitzgibbon, says, they really want to increase the ecology in the aerospace department. The government wants some of their industries to reach international business and to develop more eco-friendly engines.
We talk about aluminum. I think we can be the first jurisdiction in the world to produce green aluminum. Same with steel, potentially.
The minister really wants Horizon 2026 to be eco-friendly to make sure that the aerospace becomes a more eco-friendly industry. Alexandre Tadeau, Concordia News.
Quebec wants to see a change within our environment by trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They hope the increase in selling and manufacturing zero-emission vehicles will help with this. Here is Kalo Melacosta with the story.
On January 12th, the government of Quebec approved a draft of a regulation to electrify all cars in Quebec by 2035. Customer Relations Director Michel Cartier says Hydro-Quebec is doing their part by installing charging stations across the province.
Last year, we installed about 600 additional charging stations. So right now, we have over 3,400 charging stations across the province, and we partner up with two companies so that we can actually have more for our customers if they want to charge their electric vehicles.
Once this regulation will be approved, car manufacturers must sell low-emission vehicles or they will be liable to penalties. The government is aiming to increase the number of EEVs each year until all gasoline vehicles are banned by 2035. Kayla Melacosta, Concordia News, Montreal.
If everything goes well, Montreal will have a more modern Holocaust museum in 2025. Located in Plateau Mont-Royal, the new museum is said to have a bigger space, located on an approximately 20,000 square feet lot. The larger space leaves more room for newer exhibits, both permanent and temporary. The museum will also be more interactive, including hologram testimonials from survivors. A goal for the ages scored by a young hockey phenomenon, and Team Canada gets its first gold medal at the 2022 Olympics. Here's Eun Nguyen with today's sports news.
The first gold medal for Canada at Olympics Beijing 2022 has arrived. This morning, our gold medalist Max Parrott just marked his spectacular comeback from the cancer diagnosis in 2018 by gaining the first place victory in snowboarding. Meanwhile, Mark McMorris secured a bronze medal for Canadian snowboarding. Canada also received bronze medal in sky jumping and speed skating contributed by Mackenzie Boyd-Klaus and Kim Bo-Teen regardingly. Canada women hockey team grabs victory in hand against Russia. In the up-down hockey match between Regina and Calgary on Sunday night, Connor Burdett has narrowed down the score by hitting two goals and an assist.
Calgary still leading, though, by two. Bedard to bring him up for Regina. One on two. Step by the defenseman to the net. The Deacon, he scores!
Oh, at the third second of 17 minutes, Bedard got Regina the first score of the game since the beginning of 2021-2022 season. Bedard has gained 24 goals in total among 32 games as of now.
Are you noodling around trying to find something to have for dinner tonight? Why not have a delicious plate of pasta in honor of National Fettuccine Alfredo Day today? You can dine out or follow a simple and easy recipe and make it from home. A great dish guaranteed to satisfy your taste buds. On the weather front, expect a milder week with temperatures around the freezing mark. Flurries are expected on a few days, but no significant accumulation is expected. As we move into the weekend, warmer weather sticks around Saturday, but it will get chilly again on Sunday with a high of only minus 12. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Adriana Gentile.